One of the soldiers opened his side with a lamp. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Well, today, children, we must wish Mr. Hall a happy feast day, as today is the feast day of the patron saint of England, Saint George. Every now and again in history, at least the English think, St. George would appear to defend their country. And the last time he did that, he got a group of angels to shoot arrows at the Germans during World War I. St. George is also honored and loved very much by the Greeks and by the whole Orthodox Church, who refer to him as the great martyr, St. George, who slayed the dragon with his lamp. They say that St. George was traveling about in northern Africa and Libya, where there was a city that was set upon by a horrible dragon who had a fierce breath, and his breath was so bad it would kill people, and fire would come out of his mouth, because that's traditional for dragons, of course. And then he was, sometimes the pagans had sent whole armies against this dragon unsuccessfully. So he was terrorizing the city, and for a while he was satisfied that they fed him 2 sheep every day, but then they ran out of sheep, so then they had to feed him young ladies, and the lot fell upon the young lady who was the princess, the daughter of the ruler of the city, and she was dressed up in her wedding gown and being taken out to be fed to the dragon, when up comes St. George, and St. George pierces the dragon in the throat and his neck with his lance, and then uses the princess's garter and drags him into the city. And then he explains to the people the benefit of our holy faith, which has slain the dragon, and invites them to profess our holy faith and be baptized. He says that if you will, then our Lord will kill this dragon. And so they agreed to be baptized and were, and then St. George slew the dragon. That's the story. What interests me today, and I was thinking about it, is how he killed the dragon, the instrument that he used, the weapon. He used a lamp. And I thought of that because in what they call Middle Europe, which is sort of like Bohemia and Slovakia and Poland and places like that, today is not honored as the feast day of St. George, but rather the feast day of a saint they call St. Wojtek or St. Adalbert, who was the Bishop of Prague in the Middle Ages. He was a rather peripatetic character. That's a good vocabulary word for you children. Peripatetic, that means, well, he didn't stay with anything too long. He went here and there. He was the successor to a very bad bishop in Prague, and then the people were very bad too. Usually the people in Prague over the centuries, I have to say, have been pretty bad. That's why the divine infant had to go there and try to make them behave themselves. Well, whenever they got very bad, St. Adalbert would leave, sometimes to be a monk in Rome, and sometimes to be a missionary in Poland and to the north. And that went on for a number of years, until finally he was slain by a pagan priest in Danzig, or Gdansk, the north, and his great friend and protector, Count Boleslas of Poland, bought his relics from the pagans and built a beautiful shrine to honor him in Poland. So he's one of the great saints of Poland or of Bohemia and Prague, Saint Adalbert. What interests me about him, it was that he was killed by the pagan priest with a lamp. That's what Saint Ignatius or other saints would call children, just a creature that could be used for good, a lamp, or could be used for evil. Keep in mind that it was a lamp that opened the side of our Lord on Calvary, children. When Our Lady saw Longinus the centurion riding up, he was like St. George, a brave soldier, riding up to pierce our Lord's side, she cringed with sorrow at the thought of the sacrilege that this soldier was going to do by jabbing our Lord's side and opening it with his lance. But God willed for that to be, just as God willed the crucifixion, so that the blood and water could come out, which are the sacraments of the church, baptism to wash us from our sins, and all of the other wonderful sacraments of the church that come from our Lord's sacred heart that is opened up for us. We are meant to see, children, how God, in His goodness, would take something which could be even a bad thing, killing another person or mutilating a corpse, in effect, a sacrilege in the case of our Lord, and He would use it for some good purpose. So think about the lamp today at Holy Mass, won't you? Well, because remember, the Mass is Calvary. So you could be meditating upon a saint like St. George with his riding up with his lance, or Longinus, he became a saint and a bishop later on, opening our Lord's side. And consider, what's that lamp, that spear, supposed to do? Well, each one of us has a dragon inside of him. The dragon's name is pride, or lust, or anger, something like that. And it's a fierce dragon with a horrible bad breath, and he breathes fire and all of the rest. He has to be slain with the lamp. So sometimes our Lord might send somebody or something to you, and you might not recognize it, but that's really St. George. St. George to slay your dragon. It could be a teacher or a parent who kindly corrects you. It could be some mistake you make which embarrasses you. Do you see what I mean? Our Lord will use these things which are indifferent in and of themselves, like the pointed spear of a lamp, to kill the dragon, to do something very good, or to give us the grace to suffer a little bit for Him. And so when we willingly accept God's will, say like if we're sick or we have some other problem or difficulty, and we just offer it up, we are in a little tiny way a bit of a martyr for our Lord, like St. Wojtek, St. Adalbert. And that's very pleasing to our Lord too. But remember that most of all, the lamp serves to open up the sacred heart of our Lord and to make all of these graces flow down upon us in a wonderful flood of mercy and of love. Children, the lamp is going to be used at Mass today to open up our Lord's side when He dies for us. Pray that our Lord send a St. George to you today to kill your dragon. And when the lamp comes, remember, if you offer it up sweetly, you'd have a little bit the grace of martyrdom. And how pleasing to Jesus would that be? Now let us kneel down in preparation for Holy Mass. We will say a prayer in honor of our Lord's Holy Lamp. Thee, Jesus, pierced with nails and spear, let every knee adore. With Thee, O Father, and with Thee, O Spirit, evermore. They have pierced my hands and my feet. They have numbered all my bones. Let us pray. O God, who in the weakness of the flesh which Thou hast taken upon Thyself, didst submit to be pierced by nails and wounded with a lance, mercifully grant that we who venerate the nails and lance on earth may have joy in heaven of Thy glorious victory and triumph, who art God, living and reigning, world without end. Amen. Saint George, the great martyr, pray for us. Saint Adalbert, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.